It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, October 27th, in the year of the Lord, 2019. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joseph is in the house, broadcast 163.
Good morning, everyone.
Wow, this is going to be a good one. Well, I guess they're all good.
They're all good.
But this one is very informative and some really good news that we found out through the technology that we have today. And we'll get into that in a minute. The broadcast today is about how glyphosate can be broken down in the body with chlorine dioxide. And you'll know more if you don't know what glyphosate is. It's everywhere and infecting and being found even in the womb, even in the uterus. In the breast milk and tampons, Judge, being found everywhere, vaccines. So it's something that really needs to be addressed. And we have some good news that MIT scientist, professor, Dr. Stephanie Senoff has done some research and given us more ammunition of why chlorine dioxide is working so well in detoxing the body. So we'll get into that in a moment. I do want to mention we've had a transition take place in the last week or so, and we set up a new site for our newsletters called g2churchnews.org. Okay, it's a new site. Our newsletters are going to start coming from there. I think it still shows up as MMS News coming from there.
No, when you receive your email, it will say Genesis 2 Church.
Okay, so everybody pay attention. If you're getting the newsletters, it might be coming from a different website now. And we want everything to be based on the G2 Church, all our sacraments, the news, and the newsletters. And we're not trying to eliminate the words MMS, but with that word MMS comes a lot of persecution.
Algorithms.
And stuff. Yeah, algorithms are being set up for that. They'll probably just set one up for the G2 Church now. But we've learned, don't use Google. Use I've been using entireweb.com or duckduckgo.com. Mm-hmm. And those are places where you can do searches where they don't censor it. I don't have algorithms against finding us. So we also covered last week, and it was a very important broadcast to me. Six atheists that died, clinically dead, and came back with life-changing stories. Mm-hmm. So I really encourage you to watch that video. And it's a little longer last week, but it's worth it. And you should take your time to not only, obviously, take the time to really research physical health, but spiritual health, the things spiritual are eternal, and it really behooves you to check it out. So we hope you do go back and look at that broadcast. Good news also is February, we're going to do two seminars in Colombia, one in English the first week and one in Spanish the second week. This will be our 62nd G2 Church seminar.
Mm-hmm.
We've basically changed the structure of the seminars the last three. Since, I think, the 59th seminar, we were using just teaching people about our protocols and how to use them, basically, and which we still do. But we've basically, I'll tell you the truth, we basically are following the book that I wrote, because we want people to understand what disease is, how it's come about in this world, how toxicity is disrupting and destroying the systems in our body and putting our body in a diseased state. That's why I hyphenate the word dis-ease. Because your body, there's only one. Your body is in this state or it isn't.
And who's okay? keeping the body at dis-ease?
Yeah. And it does. And we've basically come to the conclusion it's toxicity. That's why by detoxing the body with the protocols we have, it's curing everything, which basically the body is able to cure itself. That's what's happening. So I really encourage you to get the book because all the money goes in the church and we use it around the world to help other people. Okay? And I really want to emphasize the fact that this is real science, folks. When they throw out scientific studies, clinical studies, peer-reviewed studies, Joe, it's really not what they're saying. They're lying. And those clinical studies are being paid for by the same people that are poisoning us, the pharmaceuticals. And editors of the, The Lancet.
New England Journal of Medicine.
Editors there said this is true, and we really feel that most of the stuff getting out there is not even true.
Or the VAERS vaccine report thing also. That's only a 1%, if anything.
Yeah, reporting.
Truth, yeah.
Where people have vaccine problems or injuries caused by vaccines. So what we're doing at the Genesis 2 Church for the last, let's just say 10 years. Really probably before that because Jim was doing it. But we've really set it up in a more standardized way in the last 10 years. And if you include Jim, probably 20 years. But really organized as far as standardized and people following these protocols. That 95% of the world's disease, we've been treated with the Genesis 2 Church protocols with great success.
Yeah, and the seminar dates, it's February 15th and the 16th, which is an English seminar. Spanish will be the 22nd and 23rd.
Right, but I want to get into this that I was going to say.
But you didn't
that.
Mention the dates.
But I haven't got there yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say, we don't get any monies from these studies. We don't pay anybody to do this. This is voluntary self-dosing of a natural product that exists all around us, and all the governments use it, and there's over 30,000 patents for it. What does that tell you? How it's being used around the world. But the people that we've had do this, practicing self-care voluntarily, and we're getting results all over the world, and we're going to show you in a minute 10 more testimonies this week. So we just want the God-given right for every person on earth. And I'm doing a video to the president, a few of us. It's being put together, and hopefully it'll get to him, about all we want is the choice. Joe, if someone wants to take a vaccine, that's up to them.
Yeah.
But be informed. Informed consent is very important. And self-ownership of this temple. It's our responsibility. If you want to take it after knowing what's in the vaccines and what you're doing and herd immunity isn't real, what they're trying to do, you can't trick the body into building up antibodies. You can't do it. You'll have all these autoimmune deficiencies. Well, we've come to the conclusion now that we're going to just keep fighting, telling people this is what we're doing. It's scientific because it's observation and repeatability. Mm-hmm. Standardized protocols being done by people all over the world, and they're giving us the results. That's science.
Yeah, it's like a 10-year study we've been doing so far.
Yeah.
Well, Jim started you.
Yeah, even more, but longer. Let's just say 10 years. With not 300 or 400 people as they do these clinical studies and paying them.
Mm-hmm.
Tens of thousands. Jim thinks millions. And we probably, millions have tried it for sure.
Yeah.
Since he started.
Hundreds of thousands for sure.
Let's just say tens of thousands with this standardized protocols around the world. There's no other way we could be getting around the testimonies coming in from around the world weekly without that many people being doing it. Because
unless it really does work, you know.
No,
and
unless
everybody's going to get results.
Unless, like you said, VARS vaccine injuries, only 1%. Maybe we get 1% or 2% of all the people being helped.
Mm-hmm.
If we're getting 10 a week, that means there could be hundreds and thousands a week being helped around the world. Anyways, that's what we're doing. And my first book, we talked about what is disease. How does the body become diseased? What's happened in the history that put us in this health, medical industry, healthcare, and where's all the toxicity coming from? How is the body designed to work? And I got chapters about cleaning your liver. Don't ask your doctor anything about health and nutrition. Why would you stake a statement like that? They study. Yeah, but the curriculum is designed by the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Why we have so much cancer? How to restore your health from various diseases? And I think we put it like 40 plus with the ways, protocols to use. So we got testimonies in there in this first book. We've got, and I'm working on my second. It should be out within a month or so, and I'm really looking forward to it because it's taken, really, where that left off, it's got to where what's been going on, Joe, since we started.
Since then, too.
As I'm writing, I'm going, wow, look at this stuff. It's gone on. Look at the resistance we're having. You know where you stand by who your enemies are. We should say that to President Trump. Mm-hmm. He knows his enemies. Look who's attacking him. All the politicians.
All the evil people.
Yeah. Well, they're attacking us too, so we're part of that club. So there's many things that we cover in that book that is really important. And again, all the money goes to the church. So we're having this seminar, Joe, and now I'll tell them the dates. Got a little ahead of me there. You're reading ahead. For the people that live in Colombia, it'll be 1,000,000 pesos. That sounds like a lot, but it's 300 bucks, okay? A little over 300 bucks, depending on the exchange rate at the time. For those paying in U.S., it's $300, okay? And we take care of the food while you're here, Saturday and Sunday for lunch. We give you the kits. This donation also includes my e-book. We give the workbook. It's very informative for 2 days. And believe me, it is not boring. All your questions can be answered, and we're really looking forward to it. The thing that you have to pay besides that is getting here, and depending on what kind of hotel you want to stay in, that's the other cost.
Yeah, there's all different kinds of hotels here.
We listed how many?
I think just the bookings listing was like 70 plus or
something. Yeah, says 73 here. 73, I'll just give you a little test. 73, and we threw out some pictures of, hey, if you're going to take a vacation and in February, after all the holidays, you probably need one after, and you probably don't have any money till in February anyways. We didn't do it for that reason, but it's just funny that you can see there's places to go here, beautiful places. Come for a week. Stay a couple of days before and a couple of days after. Relax. Bring your family. Sit down and listen. And but there's different kinds of hotels. You can spend $200 a night. You can spend $20. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. You want to stay in a hostel or you want to stay in a really nice hotel, they have them here too. So it's a very beautiful place. Sits on the Caribbean Sea. Huge mountains behind us. And we didn't realize, I've been telling people, there's 17,000 foot mountains behind us. How high are they?
What is it, like almost
19,000.
Right there.
Because we're looking about going up there, and it's got snow up there. You can see it from the beach down up the coast of here a little ways. It's the only place on earth where you can sit on the beach and see a mountain with snow on it. The highest mountain.
Highest mountain range.
Yeah.
Coastal mountain range. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's great. It's beautiful. The mountains are beautiful. We just came down there from yesterday. And the parks they have here, beautiful places. So we're looking forward to training more people and coming in and learn how to take control of their own health. We have one patient's going to be here, already signed up. They're going to be here, and we're including the seminar. And we can't only do that for one or two more people. That's it, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
For
especially during the seminar.
Yeah, we have one or two. We have two people max come a month for 30 days. Because besides doing the broadcast, the newsletters, writing, visiting them, helping them, and just plain living, that's about all we can do. We've been, you know, had opportunities now, or will have, to get on some very big programs, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if we can handle the extra emails and things, Joe.
Yeah, there's hundreds of emails more came in. It's too much.
We'd have to just hire somebody just to answer emails. So that's kind of like a good problem, but we're not worried about being popular, folks. We're really not worried about that. We want to get the truth around the world. So we got information in the newsletter, and then how to get in touch with Joe, and I still didn't mention the dates. That's February
15th and 16th for English,
okay,
and the 22nd and 23rd for Spanish.
Okay, so come. Be part of that.
It's 2 days.
2 days. We got a couple people already paying. Already. And yeah, that would help us, folks. If you're thinking on coming, please prepay. And if you do, we're going to send you the course.
Okay, 50 ahead of time. Videos to watch. Yeah. Start studying.
Start studying in my book so you can kind of really get in the mindset of what we're going to cover in the seminar. And every time we have people come, they teach us things of what they've been doing, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's how some of these protocols that Jim and I and others produced or developed because of other people's experiences. That's what's really cool. Now, one of my favorite parts, if not the favorite, is our weekly testimonies, because this is the results of our clinical studies. And I put them up just as they come in. I don't edit them. So if they spell things wrong, sorry. This is how they come in. If I spell a few things wrong in my book, sorry. In fact, I had to try to fix a few things, and it wouldn't let me fix it a couple times. But I just tell people, listen, if you're a grammar Nazi, I write in a conversational way. So I just keep rolling, and I have it proofread and stuff, but sometimes you miss things. Well, we don't miss them in the weekly testimonies because we just put them up as they come. Jim Humble, thank you for your testimony about MMS/chlorine dioxide that uses sodium chloride hydrochloric acid. Something so simple that is so beneficial to eliminating diseases. You deserve a Nobel Peace Prize for your humanitarian work, Edwin Bickel. I was accused by the old witch over there in Ireland, Fiona. Mm-hmm. We call her the witch bitch, Jezebel. That we write these. Joe, I'm going to come up with a name, Edwin Bickel. You know? We don't write them. I've written a few, though, I admit it. One I did, and a couple you did.
Yeah, like we've written our own.
Yeah. But the rest, they're coming in. Right now, Joe, I have over 35.
Set aside.
Yeah, they're coming in. As they come in, I just keep putting them in, and I just take 10 off a week.
That's 3.5 weeks ahead of...
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
And so this is really cool. In fact, the one site, miraclemineral.org.nz, I think it's is that's New Zealand. He's got like 200 bishop there testimonial on his site.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great. Here's another one. I have never experienced any health problems because of using this ClO2. ClO2 is chlorine dioxide with two oxygen molecules. Is chlorine with two oxygen molecules, hence ClO2 products, and quite the opposite. They have cured me of many, many health concerns. Thanks again, Jim. We all use MMS daily, pets too. It works. Thank you, Jim Humble. Man deserves full recognition. This man deserves full recognition. Big globalist thugs don't want it out because they can't but patent it and change us as a gallon shekels per drop. Charge us a gazillion shekels per drop. Did you see what just happened? You don't believe that your phone listens to you? I'm doing a broadcast and, you know, I didn't shut my phone off, stupid. But I got hooked up to external mic speaker, and it's talking to me.
Google.
They're listening. Huh? Yeah. So I talked to them. Hey, Google, you're liars. Anyways, you're right. Big Globus, they don't want it in there because it's programmed to never tell a lie. I'm not talking to you, Google. Did I mention lie?
You just said that.
Yeah, she can't tell a lie.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut her off. I'm going to quiet her down. Okay. That is funny. So don't think. The TVs can watch you watching TV because fiber optics has is a two-way street. It's crazy. Watch what you do in front of the TV, Joe. Huh? We don't worry about what we do anywhere because we're always doing the good things and saying the same thing. We don't hide. Here's another one. I recommend the treatment to anyone who has any symptoms of arterial plaque or heart problems. KB heroin. Yeah, I guess so they cure this. We've seen plaque dissolved, okay? It doesn't chelate. It dissolves it through oxidation. Free. Thank you for giving our world MMS. I have personally helped quite a few people to get off a full-blown heroin addiction in 3 to 4 days only with 3/4 drop of MMS 1 an hour. This is every hour when they are awake. I also included MMS 1 baths using 25 drops of MMS per bath. I have personally assisted a handful of people with 100% unbelievable results are England. We've seen that happen with many addictions. Not just heroin, cocaine, cigarettes, alcohol, because as it detoxes, your body just kicks that stuff out, folks. And what do they want to do with the medical industry? They want to give you, not morphine, methadone and other drugs that, just like heroin, basically.
Yeah, you become addicted to that,
just,
not
yeah,
the other
just
one.
Yeah, keep you, so they keep you the money. Here's another one. Lyme. My husband contracted Lyme from a tick in southeastern Idaho in 2015. In the first 3 months, his vital signs were fluctuating, and he had horrible, painful, papular skin rashes, which would break and bleed. We went from MD to MD. You know the story. They told us to go to dermatologists. Lyme travels in packs with other friends, such as Bartonella, Mycoplasma, Erlochosis, etc., etc., spirochetes, and invites in new friends and even parasites. When my husband developed staph and was oozing ounces of yellow serum from his head, I forced him back to an MD and an MD told us to change our laundry soap. 8 months post-bite, when the last infectious disease specialist told him over his encrusted split bleeding legs that he was fat, lazy, and probably just wanted to collect a disability check, he left her office, slumped in his truck, and said a prayer. That's what they should have done in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Within an hour, he found a naturopath who agreed to see him that night. She sent him home with herbal tinctures. The Herxheimer for both of us was bad. I was infected via sexual contact with my husband after about 2 months of him becoming seriously ill. I didn't know Lyme could easily sexually spread and spread to feces in womb. Beginning those tinctures cemented my belief that herbs could work. That allowed me to open my mind to other things we found combing the internet. This is how people find us. This is how we found Jim Humble. As we had actually visited India and became ill only 2 weeks before my husband was bitten by a tick, I wondered if he had something like dengue fever from India. We were both seriously ill in India. Everybody tells me that. And after returning home from 6 weeks, but then my husband was bitten and continued being very ill. Okay? It's a long story, but it's a good one. The MMS is what first stopped the serious rashes. We both took it internally for about 3 months. It worked so well that I think we stopped it only due to the taste. I have since read others take it in juice. Only juices that don't have antioxidants, folks. My husband would ask me to bathe his rash-ridden body in a glass of MMS, wherein I used about 25 to 30 drops of MMS, and then filled the glass with water. I also often added 1 teaspoon of DMSO to allow the MMS to penetrate through his skin layers to kill the nasty Bartonella, which loves to reside in the skin layers. Anyone you see with permanent little knobs all over their face most likely has Bartonella. Bartonella suppresses Lyme and then became the major offender. It can ultimately ruined the heart valves. My husband could feel the MMS working immediately on his skin. It was the only thing which stopped the painful to the bone itching he suffered day after day until he tried MMS on his skin. Thank you, Jim Humble, for being a humble warrior. May God bless you. We must tell everyone about MMS and stop the FDA rules from allowing our loved ones to suffer and die. My husband almost died at the hands of MDs who actually refused treatment. I quoted the doctor in front of my husband, whose vital signs were fluctuating. The Merck Medical Manual, written by Merck Pharmaceutical Company, states that if a patient has recently returned from a tropical or third world country and has fever, rashes, breathing issues, blood shortages, etc., do not wait to detect exact pathogen, but begin treatment immediately with broad-spectrum antibiotic and antiparasitic. This doctor refused. He was dead set on finding the exact pathogen, whilst my sweet poor husband was delirious and almost stopped breathing some nights. It sometimes seems the MDs would rather see us all dead. Hello? I am speechless after all of this. Only herbs, MMS, and regular supplements like calcium, magnesium, and CoQ10 helped. The MDs took lots of money, and some even refused to test him for Lyme. I am so done with them. My husband thinks he's recovered now, 9 months later. MMS works. Thank you, Jim Humble. God bless you. Spread the word, everyone. D from the US of A.
You wrote that, huh?
Huh?
I wrote that one.
I made it all up. I wouldn't have made that up because I wouldn't say take the supplements or the QT10. We don't tell anybody to take anything. Just the MMS protocols works better because they, and if they do take anything, it's at night. But
they counteract,
neutralize. Cancer gone. Thank you, Jim. My family still makes and takes your MMS. We will not change. So far, three of my family members went to the doctors, and the machine said the cancers are gone, completely gone. Three. What a blessing you have given. Cancer behind my mother's eyes, gone. Lymph node cancer under the armpits of my mom, gone. Lung cancer of my ex-wife, gone. Excuse me. My cousin's father-in-law was bedridden. Doctor gave him a month to live. He took MMS and is now on hiking trails up small mountains. We administer to him according to Jim's protocols. See? They're standardized. We used the doctor's in and then went through the process of the doctors all along waiting for the scans to tell us what we knew but needed clinical proof that it was gone. Doctors didn't understand what happened. We just say we changed their diet. DM. Strep throat infection. I recently had a serious problem with a strep throat infection, which did spread to my kidneys, causing severe pain and discomfort, constant coughing and choking. I decided to follow the protocol 1000 with MMS. After only 3 days, all the symptoms had gone, and I'm feeling so much better. Thank you, MUK. We don't tell people to start with the protocol 1000. We tell them to start with starting procedure, okay? But it still worked, because that's how we used to start. But we've learned not to because it can cause stress in the body, which is not good to do when you're trying to heal.
Makes you detox too quick.
Yes.
For the first dose.
So you triage the body slowly.
Yeah, you gotta slowly.
You introduce it slowly. Here's another one. Suffering from chronic arterial disease since 1996. What's that? 23 years ago. I just had to tell the world I was suffering from coronary artery disease since 1996 after having two heart attacks, 6 months apart. Doctors were offering a partial bypass surgery, but I wasn't satisfied if it would open my chest just to partially and temporarily fix my heart, so I was looking to all sorts of unconventional procedures and treatments. I had chelation therapy with Paltex that was actually made things a lot better. Oral chelation for several places, ongoing vitamins and minerals, CK210, lots of garlic, Strauss drops, etc. Nothing actually did more than make me feel a touch better, and I still had to take medications and my nitro patch daily. Just recently, I came across your MMS solution. I was fixing a computer from some old guy, and he had mentioned MMS. We got talking. He gave me a bottle of MMS and a bottle of Citric. We don't use that anymore either. And I promised I would give it a try. I am so happy that I did. I have to say, well, I lost my place. I have to say, I made a little premature in saying certain things. By the way, I feel I just couldn't keep it inside anymore. I was scared, to be honest, so I started very carefully with just a drop every hour, but not more than 8 times a day. Well, it's supposed to be less than that. So the old guy didn't know the starting procedure. But cool. But it still works, Joe. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So then I started to take 2 drops every 2 hours, again up to 8 drops. I was about to start taking more after 2 weeks when I started to feel exceptionally better. You have to understand, I was living with a daily dose of angina pains for years. I would go to bed at night and first I had to wait for my heart to calm down enough not to echo inside my ears and to slow down so I could fall asleep. I could not walk more than a block and a half without having to stop and wait for pain to go away. But now, after just 2 weeks, I started to feel totally different. I wasn't having any pain. Just cleaning out the heart valves and the plaque.
Arteries.
At first, I couldn't believe it. But then I started to test myself. I would walk faster and further. Nothing. I walk upstairs. Nothing. I would then run upstairs. Nothing. No pain. I knew I needed to get in shape because I was losing my breath, but there was no pain. There was
a great feeling of happiness.
Okay, thank you. But I feel happiness for feeling like I used to when I was younger. I know that MMS did this. There is nothing else that could have making this turn around my health. I want to tell everyone, and I wish someone could show me the best way to do that in a way that people would believe me and not think that I'm just trying to sell something. And anyway, I thank the person whom computer I fixed and who gave me a miracle solution. And I thank you, Jim, for coming up with this brilliant solution, for giving it to the world unselfishly, NB. Problem is my computer keeps kicking ahead. There we go. So, great testimony. Look what's happening worldwide, folks. This is happening. You got to tell people. This best thing this guy could do is send him the testimony, and we tell the world, right? Can tell a lot more people than he can.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells his circle of influence, his family, friends, and not only tells them, but says, hey, look at me now. I'm getting detoxed. I'm feeling better. And if he adds the diet, stops all his medications, takes care of toxic relationships that stress out the body, it's a wonderful thing. On April 15th, I had a friend now, it wasn't then, read my book and write me. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I really respect, written a lot of books, has trained thousands of medical people as a dentist in Boston at Tufts University. I know that place. He wrote an endorsement of my book. Imagine a World Without Disease. Is It Possible? Is an outstanding compilation of enlightening facts that divine justice calls into question at these urgent end times. Civilization is now threatened with extinction by corporate fascists, government officials, and their minions of so-called science experts in healthcare and biological warfare. Their damage demonstrates the criminal psychopathology, demonic possession, and ungodly impositions. These deep state stewards of profitable depopulation, geopolitical and economic chaos, and human misery have a karmic destiny that is inescapable. They sure do. Mark S. Grennan puts a nail in their coffin with this life-saving labor of love. I especially recommend his book for people awakening from the hypnotranic trance states into the real world of physical salvation and spiritual restoration. Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Thank you, buddy, for putting that up. And this isn't a lie, Just before the broadcast, I had a guy whose radio station I've been on wrote me and said, I just started reading your book. He says, excuse me, I should have read it before, and it's amazing. I want to comment, I want to compliment you on it. I'm like, whoa, this is getting somewhere, folks. We just compiled data and showed what we've been seeing, naturally how the body works, the results we're seeing, how toxins are affecting it.
What the pharmaceuticals say about their own drugs.
And what they have done in the last 200 years to put us in such a horrible state. You think we have the best health care? Well, that best health care is giving Americans the worst state of health in other developed countries. So we did an interview with him, and we had a good time. It was really cool. And you can, I put that in there. Brighteon is becoming a really great platform for freedom of speech. And I pray that it gets 10 times bigger as the others, YouTube especially, owned by Google. Kicked him off, Mike Adams, and he started this platform. Kicked us off soon thereafter, and I was already putting things up there. Now we can put up 100 videos. Excuse me, 1,000. And we have over 200. Joe's putting up another 200 this week of just testimonies on our G2 Church channel on Brighteon.com.
Yeah, you got the protocol videos, you got the G2 Voice broadcast, and the testimonies, all three in one place.
And we also put it on BitChute and some others, but that's our main one. And I pray to God. He was on a video, excuse me, the same TV station that we're on, and Bob the plumber and Alan Keyes had talked to him too. And he knows about MMS. He's made even written about it. And so it's good. More people are getting it. More people are backing us and at least saying it's true. It's not poison. It's helping people. Why would you have 30,000 patents for it? And many of the patents for chlorine dioxide is in reference to helping illnesses, Joe. HIV, diabetes, cancers, and things such as that. Obviously, the number one being malaria. And they're hitting us hard in these African countries, folks. And these people are fighting back. I love it. Finally, they're fighting back. Now, Joe's in charge of this, so why don't you tell him everything that you have out there?
Oh, yeah. In English or Spanish?
No, in English.
The Spanish material. We have the documentary subtitled in 10 different languages on quantumleap.is. You can find the video course on Genesis iglesiagenesis2.org because that's the website. It goes, everything's there. Also, testimonies, video, written. The partial ebook in Spanish is also there. And sign up for the newsletter in Spanish, Para los que hablan español. And there's the curso, the video course, and Brighteon and BitChute links also. Yeah, and if you need to contact me, joseph@genesis2church.is.
And remember, we're having a Spanish seminar in February. What was it again? 22nd, 23rd?
El 22 y el 23. 22nd and 23rd of February.
And that's going to be good. You get everything in Spanish. I have my book in Spanish.
Imagina un mundo sin malestar.
He pronounces it so much better. Malestar is either buenestar, well-being, malestar, bad being, in a bad state.
A bad state, yeah.
So, and we have it in Portuguese also. And some guy did a video in Portuguese. I should put that up. About he was going through my book, too. And some people have got the Portuguese book, a few of them. And so that's been good. So we have it in Spanish, okay? And I wanted Joe to mention that. We'll put that out every week because we're in a Spanish country. We've done Spanish seminars. And so we're really near and dear to our heart. And I even my grandkids are Spanish, right?
Well, I mean, the only other pages, only other things that we have completely translated to Spanish in your book and stuff, well, we got a few other languages, but Spanish websites, Spanish pages, and Spanish videos. Yeah, so everything's in Spanish.
We'd sure love to have all this stuff in Portuguese and Chinese and German and Italian. And we do have the video.
But we don't speak it.
Right, the movie. We have.
Yeah.
Right?
10 different languages.
11 now. Slovenko.
11.
Yeah.
Slovenian.
Slovenian. I think he's put Slovenko. That's how he said to put it up. Anyways, we've been thrown off places where we put them up. So now everything's going to Brighteon with a couple backups, okay? So pay attention to that, folks. And like I said, our send this. It's free stuff. If you care about people, let them make the choice, but send them a quantumleap.is. Send them my free partial ebook. It's enough in there that they can read in English, Spanish, and Portuguese to say, I want to get the rest of the book. I really don't want anybody buying my book unless they're going to use it, Joe, and practice it. In fact, when I sign someone's book, God bless you as you do this book.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to the church, the finances. And it's a donation to the church. So get that. That's free. You can send them our newsletter. That's free. You can send them the link to the G2Voice.is up here. That's free. And let people listen and make their own choice. The video we're doing for President Trump, that's all we're asking for. Let us make our own choice what goes in this mouth or goes in through the skin. Or even breathing, we should have a choice too. And water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking them to maintain and preserve for us. So we got videos up in 4 or 5 different places every week from the broadcast. MeWe. We have a Genesis Through Church of Health and Healing channel. What's that one? Joe, help me here. BitChute, G2 Voice, Telegram. Telegram, it's up there. We have a G2 Voice channel, I guess they call it, there. Brighteon. We have G2 Church, and it's all in the newsletter. That's why, get the newsletter, and if you have Yahoo or some others, you might get blocked. So you might want to use a uncensored email, and it wouldn't be Gmail, like protonmail.com. It's free. Think about that. Get our online course. If you want to study everything at home, get our online course. If you need to know anything about the Genesis 2 Church, go to support@g2church.com. .is. You can be helped there. Whatever you want to ask about the church. Where do I get this? What do I do? I want to come to Columbia. You can write me at bishopmark@protonmail.com. Spanish stuff?
Joseph. Joseph@genesis2church.is.
Get the newsletter. You'll notice our Genesis New G2ChurchNews.org site has a different format than mmsnews.org. We're changing things, folks. Everything, same information, but it's a lot of, it's like user-friendly. We're getting better at it, but just a few of us. So we're trying to do. We got protocol videos, and I should need to put that up, Joe, also on Brighteon, because that's up there now,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we need to add that, and testimonies. We have a couple sites there. So we'll update that next week. You can take MMS on the road with you. Here's the kit. I think it's $40, Joe. You take this on the plane with you. I got my spray bottle. I got my thing to mix it. I've got MMS, DMSO. I got the activator. Carry it on the plane with you. Emergency kit. I mean, if you bump yourself, you get bit, you start coughing, there's so many things you can do. And he's even got some guidance. And we got, obviously, the videos to guide you how to do everything also. Wonderful abilities. I wish to God we had all this stuff when we first started looking, when we found out we had Mercer.
Oh, it would have been so easy.
Jim had one book out there, and thank God for it. It's more of a history lesson now than a following a procedure to follow, because since then he's on his third book, which we even helped develop some of the things in that. And even his second book, he was living with us as we were developing curriculum for the seminars. So we've been involved in it since Jim came to us in 2010, and corresponding with him a few years before, doing stuff on our own before he came to us. And the second volume of my book should be out before Christmas. And it's going to take off where that one ended. And why all this stuff has happened. And some stories that I even kind of forgot to mention, that I think people are going to really be amazed at what's happened to us. So let's get to the topic at hand, Joe. How much time we got?
Exactly 45 minutes.
Okay. It's amazing.
That's where the
We spend that much time on the intro. But all that stuff's important for you people to know how to get in touch with us, how to help someone else, okay? The topic of each week, we spend an hour or so on it, but I always give you the newsletter that you can read and research more and more and more. I give you, if you're a person that loves doing your due diligence, you're going to love the information we give you.
Mm-hmm.
How glyphosate can be broken down in the body with chlorine dioxide. Look for the great news at the end of this newsletter. But first, I want to show you what the maker of glyphosate says about it, as well as the FDA, EPA, and Wikipedia. Next, we'll look at how toxic this substance is and where it is being found on Earth. Then, the best part, I will show you how to break it down into three usable molecules to be used safely in the body. This was going on before we knew this. Okay? That's what's cool. This is what the FDA is doing about it. Okay? This is what they say. You go to their site and they shuck it on someone else. Are there any safety concerns about exposure to glyphosate? And this is on the FDA site. The EPA evaluates the safety of pesticides such as glyphosate. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is the key ingredient in Roundup, used all over the world. Still FDA approved. And when you're done, you're going to want to storm the FDA office and say, why is this still available with fluoride and other stuff? And why would you put in a vaccine? But let's read what they say first. The EPA evaluates the safety of pesticides such as glyphosate. According to EPA, glyphosate has a low toxicity for people, according to them. And who pays them to say that? Pets may be at risk of digestive or intestinal problems if they touch or eat plants they have just been sprayed. Wait a minute, pets? What about it for humans, too?
No, only pets.
In December of 2017, the EPA issued a draft risk assessment for glyphosate, including that glyphosate is not likely to be carcinogenic, cancer-causing in humans. Not likely.
Carcinogenic.
Thank you. One international organization, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, concluded that glyphosate may be a carcinogen, while several others, including the European Food Safety Authority and the Joint Food and Agricultural Organization, World Health Organization, meeting on pesticide residues, have determined that it is unlikely to be carcinogen. Huh? Source? The FDA. Okay? So that's what they're saying about it. They're just saying, some people say, some people don't, but we don't really think, like the FDA, that some pets can be... Okay, here's what the FDA is doing about it. Excuse me, EPA. EPA won't approve warning labels for glyphosate. This was in August of 2019, a couple months ago. Warning labels for the suspected cancer-causing weed killer glyphosate. And by the way, they've paid out billions. Huh?
Yeah, people who got
Bayer,
cancer. Bayer,
who owns it, just got sued. And they're paying out. You don't pay out billions unless it was causing cancer to a guy who has cancer.
Yeah.
We'll get into that too. Won't be approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. They're not putting labels on it. The International Agency for Research on Cancer says glyphosate is probably carcinogenic, which has led California to require warning labels on glyphosate products, the Associated Press reported. However, California hasn't enforced the warning label rule because Roundup maker Monsanto last year obtained a court order blocking the warning labels until the lawsuit is resolved. The EPA says its research shows the chemical poses no risk to public health and won't approve warning labels for glyphosate products, the AP reported. In April, EPA released the glyphosate proposed interim decision for public comment. As part of this action...
My apologies. I don't understand.
Joe, I shut this off.
You get it? Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to understand either, because I'm going to shut you down. Wow, that's weird, Joe.
Yeah, I think you just get to shut her off.
I got to shut this whole thing down. Folks, tell them, listen to us. Yeah, listen. Just listen to the radio. I mean, our podcast. Okay, you're done. Wow. In April of 2019, I read that. Okay. Yo, here's what Wikipedia says about it. And I highlighted it in yellow.
Yeah, the newsletter's highlighted also.
Is it?
Yeah.
Many regulatory and scholarly reviews have evaluated the relative toxicity of glyphosate as a herbicide. The German Federal Institute for Risk Assessment Toxicology Review 2013 found that a meta-analytical published in 2014 identified as an increased risk in workers exposed to glyphosate formations. In 2015, the World Health Organization Agency Research on Cancer classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic in humans based on entomological studies, animal studies, and in vitro studies. In November, the European Food Safety Authority published an updated assessment report and concluding the substance is unlikely to be genotoxic. In other words, damaging to DNA or to pose a carcinogenic threat to humans. Unlikely. That gives them a little, it's unlikely. Possible, but unlikely. Okay? Furthermore, that looks solely at the active substance. Glyphosate does not show this effect. Glyphosate is unlikely to pose a carcinogenic risk in humans from exposure through the diet. In September 2016, a systematic review found no support for a causal relationship between glyphosate exposure and the risk of NHL or of multiple myeloma. Myeloma, thank you. Look at how Monsanto casually explains away any study showing glyphosate causes cancer and other problems by just saying the following. This is the glyphosate fact sheet from Monsanto, and I'm basically just reading the highlighted yellow. Glyphosate has been studied for over 40 years and poses no health threat to workers or the public when used according to label instructions. Glyphosate is a safe and cost-effective tool that reduces cost to users because it works so well. Here's something from the fact sheet of the National Pesticide people, okay? Joe, I'm just going to read the
highlighted.
Yeah. Glyphosate is a herbicide used to kill weeds. It was first developed in the 1970s. It is one of the most widely used herbicides in the world because it is both safe and effective. Okay? Now I'm going to skip down over 300 studies, thousands of pages of information on glyphosate. Were reviewed by scientists at the U.S. EPA before it was approved for use. Okay, now who paid for those studies and what were the problems? These include short-term and long-term studies to determine if it caused cancer. All of these studies support the conclusion that glyphosate is safe. Now, all of them, they said, when used as labeled, imposes no health risk to workers or the public. This includes farm workers spraying glyphosate. All these studies support the conclusion glyphosate is safe when used as labeled and poses no health risk to workers or the public. This includes farmers. Okay? Like all pesticides, the U.S. EPA continues to evaluate the safety of glyphosate. Hundreds of additional trustworthy studies have been performed on glyphosate over the past 40 years to determine if it was causing cancer or disease or long-term health problems. It does not. But what about the recent studies that claim glyphosate is dangerous? Just because something is on the internet does not make it true. This is what they say. There are many ways to get something published without having to undergo scrutiny or review by people knowledgeable in the subject matter. They are so pious and holy, don't they? Unfortunately, today this is quite common in science. The checks and balances that were once in place are commonly not there, especially with the advent of the internet. But didn't the World Health Organization recently say that glyphosate probably causes cancer? The WHO oversees many programs and committees. One of their committees, known as the International Agency for Research on Cancer, recently classified glyphosate as probably causing cancer. This classification does not mean that glyphosate actually causes cancer in humans. What does it mean then? The committee used such a narrow scope of information that our reputable scientific bodies did not regard the claim as scientifically reliable or sound. Much has been made that this is a WHO committee, yet another WHO committee, the WHO Food and Agriculture Organization's joint meeting on pesticide residues, has concluded in their three different comprehensive reviews that glyphosate is safe. How do I know which studies to believe? Concerned members of the public should rely on studies that have been peer-reviewed by people paid off. No, I didn't say that. By reputable scientific bodies who publish their reviews, not by unqualified individuals or groups utilizing limited data that is not peer-reviewed. I studied peer-reviewed. What a joke that is. And his buddies sit together. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I was paid for them too. They're all paid by the pharmaceutical and the AMA. The authors who do not appear to have any formal training in biology and medicine drew conclusions about the health and safety of glyphosate by putting together junk science studies performed by other people who aren't credible. Such studies are very common and oft-cited by groups that oppose pesticides to generate fear among the public. So this is the shit they're passing out, because they're also paid off by the same pharmaceuticals, EPA, CDC, as patents, receiving billions from patents on vaccines that they own. Who's paying them? Who's paying the politicians? Who's paying the FDA, the EPA, and this pesticide, national pesticide? Huh? Really sick, man. It's really sick. So, there's another study, I don't know if I'm going to read the whole thing, about summary of human risk assessments and safety evaluation on glyphosate and Roundup, dated 2014. And this is from Monsanto, okay? They put it in a non-carcinogenic carcinogenicity for humans. And I went through the Monsanto's points one by one, what they said, okay? They're just saying, look at what the study's been done. Look what we found. And it's not bioaccumulative. It doesn't build up in the body. It's very low toxicity. You have to take a big exposure of it. There are no effects on fertility or reproductive power. This is what Monsanto's saying from their site. Number of serious deficiencies, design, conduct, reporting of this study make the results uninterpretable. The data from this study cannot be used to support any meaningful conclusions. These studies, they're answering. Children are not at any risk. There is no synergenicity adverse effect. It's the safety evaluation by the EPA is saying it's safe for humans. Okay? The National Pesticide Information Center, another one. But look at their disclaimer. The people just had that other one. Look at their disclaimer. This cracks me up.
Their disclaimers.
The NPIC is a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the cooperative agreement, and gives the number. So they're in cahoots with the EPA. We're supposed to listen to these guys? The EPA is a paid-off lapdog for the pharmaceutical companies. Check it out, folks. You're being lied to. You trust the EPA? Why would you trust the NPIC if they have a cooperative agreement with the EPA? Even if they say that if their position doesn't necessarily reflect the position of the EPA, the evidence says elsewhere. Says something else, folks. And I get another fact sheet of what they're saying. And who's the fact sheet from? Huh? The same people, the pesticide people. Okay? Now, I showed you what they're saying, the EPA, the FDA, the national, I'm going to say pedophiles, it could be that too, National Pesticide Organization, and what Monsanto says about it. But why are they getting sued now? Monsanto was sold to Bayer. Bayer gets the suit, has to pay out billions. Huh? Why are more vaccine injuries coming up?
Yeah, just to clarify, glyphosate herbicide. You keep saying pesticide, it's herbicide.
Okay.
Pesticide's coming up now.
The herbicide kills the plant. The kills weeds. Kill the plants, yeah. Pesticide kills the pest, okay? But I think it's also considered a pesticide, though. But anyways, we'll call it herbicide because that's how it's...
That's how they have it categorized.
That's how they got the patent. I wrote a paper a couple of years ago now, and this is before I knew about this new study, because we saw what was happening. I want everybody to pay attention to this newsletter because your life depends on it. Why? Because this chemical is being found everywhere. It is found in drinking water, many foods, vaccines, urine, blood, breast milk, the brain, passing the placenta to the embryo, feminine hygiene products, slaughtered animals, in the air, in rain samples, in streams, and water courses. In other words, in just about every area of the world. So you see, this is infecting and affecting our world and our bodies. I've shown in this newsletter how the EPA has been compromised in helping Monsanto and other special interest groups to the detriment of us all. I gotta get new glasses or something. I've included Monsanto's response in their own writings, claiming glyphosate is safe and causes no harm to the environment, and quotes doctors in their research. Listen. If the FDA is bought and paid for, do you think it's possible these reputable doctors can be paid off also? We have shown in the past that editors of medical journals have said that 90% of the studies are not scientific, but paid for by the pharmaceutical companies to show the results they want to be seen. Same goes on with the chemical oil and agricultural companies that have the gold to publish the fake science to continue their sales. And I gave you quotes from editors if you want to look it up. But listen, 40 years ago, Monsanto knew that this, and even some of the EPA scientists disagreed with glyphosate being approved, but it didn't matter. Why? Look at the evidence from the poison papers about the corruption of the EPA as a protection agency. Seems that they are protecting chemical companies and special interest groups, and not the environment or the people of this world. Read, copy, and download this information. That's a whole very important study. I mentioned in my book, very important, when you mention about the poison papers. Wow, what a good study. But before they destroy it, you need to get this up and download it into your computer, and then back up your computer. I've included many links to show all of you that there's plenty of scientific information showing that glyphosate is dangerous to the environment, animals, and humans. Please take the time and look into the facts. Here's a very good article to read. The poison papers clarify a lot. Follow the money, folks. It is the golden rule principle. He that has the gold makes the rules. Monsanto has a lot of gold. Bill Gates, read today, he's trying to make mandatory vaccinations around the world. Listen, you're not going to do that to me. And when I write the video we're doing for the president, I'm asking him to let us all make a free choice to what we put in this body. That's all we're asking for. And we're asking for informed consent to let us know exactly what's in things before I make consent. This body is self-owned, not owned by the government, okay, or anybody else. The parents are controlled and owners over the body. Why? Because their DNA, their chromosomes is in that kid. They raise those kids. The state doesn't own your kids yet.
Well, they do sign them over.
They sign them over many times. But still, the president's is, those are your children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what law. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Let me stop you right there. The reason why people are having a problem getting MMS to the world and giving it to people and being thrown in jail and stuff is because they're not doing it as a church, sacrament as we are. Okay? Joe, why did the FDA come to our seminars? Huh? Why is the CDC? We were in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Twice.
Why didn't they come? They have no authority over a church and the sacraments and no law. You can't come to you and say, you can't do this. Why? Because of what law? You can't have a law. They're saying stopping the establishment of religion or the free exercise of that religion. And the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing is a spiritual church which falls under the guise of religion. We say we're non-religious because we're not affiliated with any religion, okay? People stumble over that. You're not religious. How can you say that? Well, even Wikipedia, which I don't even like, they're right sometimes, though, right?
Yeah.
They said you can be spiritual but not religious, or spiritual but not affiliated. So I guess that's the category we fall under. I'm personally a Bible believer, and you'll see much. The EPA is known to hold strong ties to oil, gas, and chemical corporations, enforcing extremely lenient regulations that allows these companies to profit at the expense of our health and the environment. Okay? Final thoughts. Companies like Monsanto, who make vast sums of money off these chemicals, have a strong incentive to ensure that people feel safe when using or consuming them. It's important to remember this when looking at where your information is coming from or who funds these studies. I would highly recommend reading through some of these documents at the EPA's connection to many industries that contribute to the destruction of the environment runs deep. It's important to note that the Poison Papers weren't the first publication to address EPA corruption in conclusion, and unfortunately, they likely won't be the last. For example, another court case addressed the EPA's ties to Monsanto, which involved bending laws and lying about the environmental and health issues involved with the company products, GMOs, herbicide, Roundup, etc. You can read more about that here. You can click on it. Please note that this was not the first time the EPA was accused of aiding Monsanto. The best way for you to change this reality is to educate yourself and be the change you wish to see in the world. Start researching so you can understand the scope of these issues and make more informed decisions as a consumer. If you don't like the way we're treating the environment, then don't contribute to it. We vote with our dollars and our words. Support companies you believe have strong values and educate other people on what you learn. Together, we can create positive change in this world through education and action. Another article. Monsanto knowingly released herbicide Roundup glyphosate to the public, knowing it was cancer-causing some 40 years ago, an independent inquiry has discovered. And you can go on and read these, how Monsanto hid studies after petitioning his senator for access, Samson. I mean, it goes on. It's sick, Joe. It's just sick. EPA documents show that unanimity of opinion for product registration was not reached. The paper explains, not all members of the EPA Glyphosate Review Committee approved the registration of glyphosate. There were those who dissented and signed, do not concur. You never hear that, though. Mm-hmm. These scientists, I know, I don't agree with this. Okay?
That one gets thrown aside.
So, it's being found in our food, women's blood, crossing the placental barrier in an in vitro study, and also crossing the blood-brain barrier. That's why it's getting into the brain, causing autism. And believe me, it's not the only thing. And it even helps aluminum and mercury get through, too.
Yeah.
Urine, it's being found in organs and animals, which are part of the organs and animals, are part of the vaccines, too. And even placentas, babies. The air and the rain, the streams, gets in the brain. Found in, why would you put it in a vac? Why do we need a herbicide in a vaccine, Joe?
Yeah, no.
Why do we need formaldehyde there? What, to preserve it like a human body?
So we don't grow weeds.
Glyphosate detected in 14 German beers. Achtung! Schnell! Deutschland! Listen, pay attention. It's found there? Wow, I love German beers. Well, I put some more articles too that you just have to copy and paste and put them up, okay? Some of them were on YouTube, some of them weren't. But look at the title. Glyphosate now found to contaminate most popular Western foods. It's found in Doritos. It's found in all kinds of stuff. Joe, I think it's dead. This camera. Roundup and glyphosate toxicity underestimated. Brand name processed foods found laced with glyphosate weed killer. Glyphosate Monsanto Roundup found in people's urine. Many surprising foods found to contain Monsanto's deadly poison. Glyphosate found in Cheetos, cashew cookies, and other popular. Glyphosate found in organic wine. Why? Because they're spraying these organic plants with herbicides. One of the most toxic substances on earth is now everywhere. Here's another article. This was put in, listen to this. It's found in the MMR, Merck makes this, MMR2 vaccine. It's found in the DPAC. It's found in the influenza by Novartis. It's found in the Hep B. These are all given to kids. I'm not sure about the influenza one, but the MMR, the DTaP, and the hepatitis B. First day, I think, they got glyphosate in it. It's found in the vaccine for pneumonia made by Merck. The MMR2 vaccine had levels up to 25 times higher than the other vaccines of glyphosate. That's amazing. I just can't believe that people have this. They say it can get into foods, too. But why on earth would you put it in vaccines and then say to us, mandatory, you can't go to school and you can't work? We've had people write in to their bosses in school, say, I ain't taking a vaccine. My kids aren't. We're not doing it. And some schools, some companies said, okay. Others say, we are fired or you can't come to school. That's up to you. That's the test for you.
Yeah, that's when it comes to down to, you're going to take your kids to get vaccinated just so they can go to school?
Listen, I have one person say, Mark, you developed a technique that if I get a vaccine, it'll neutralize it. Yeah, that's great. But why would you want to take the chance of injecting something into your body, not passing through all the protection through your mouth, but bypassing it, going directly into the bloodstream and the muscle tissue, just bypassing all those protections, a known toxin that causes cancer, with various other things, known toxins that causes cancers and disruptions of the systems of the body. and not have a choice, I'd say, my kids are not going to your school.
I'd homeschool.
We did right homeschool.
Away. Right away.
Joe, you ran into that. You said, my kids, this is what I like about countries like this. Am I on vaccine? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
You don't vaccinate your kids. So I had a guy in Brazil, member of our church. He's at work, and they told him kids need to be vaccinated. He's at work. He said no. So one day at work, they came and took his kids and vaccinated him, Joe. Soon as he got home, he found out, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably flip. I don't know. I'm not even going to say because people use it against me. But I don't know what I'd do if they did that. They came and poisoned my kids. I just would flip. I don't know.
I don't want to think.
You don't
want to
do that. Okay. It's probably why I have a dog in my house that if you come, I'll rip your throat out. Whoa, yesterday. They tried to vaccinate our animals. We can get out of here. We don't do that. Yeah. They'll probably report us. Who cares? But your school, the kid, private school, said, no, okay, no problem. Right?
Yeah.
When are you going to stand up and say, my kids are more important than them being programmed in some public school system? No. We're not doing it.
Yeah, that's all.
Pull your kids out.
That's all education is.
Fight this.
Brainwashing.
We get so many snowflakes, Joe, that are so wimpy that they don't want to fight anything. I'll lose my job. You'll lose your health. You might lose your kids.
You might lose your life if you don't.
Talk to a child. Excuse me. Talk to a parent that has an autistic child or ADHD. It screwed up their whole life. Screws up the whole family. So, Dr. Stephanie Seneff has done many articles. I put it in here. You can read it. You can see what's going on, what she said, and even how it can get in through food, how it is getting in through food. All the problems it's causing. And what's really cool, I don't know this person. I didn't know her. Don't know her to this day. I just know people that talked to her recently. I've written her. Love to have her on. But she talks about dysbiosis, destruction of the flora. I talk about that in my book, mm-hmm. Destruction of the acid production. So what happens, and this is the cool part, we're starting to find out through technology that glyphosate, it's amino acid. Amino acid is broken down protein parts, okay? And you need them. They're very important.
Amino acids are chains that create proteins.
Yeah. But when you break them down, they're into amino acids.
Yeah.
And one of them, because the amino acids are very important in the production of DNA, protein chains, and all the technical stuff that is not completely 100% all the facts there, because it can be even changed later. But what they know of what they know right now, they're finding out glyphosate's taking the place of glycine, mm-hmm. amino acid that needs to be there, the body uses, and this is what's screwing up and even stopping a lot of the systems of the body working correctly. I'm saying in a very simplistic way. She gets into more detail how the villi and the body is being destroyed in the guts and the stem cells and the celiac disease and why the gut's being ripped open. And she even gives diagrams. I love it. Talking about how you're losing a whole generation of kids being infected with this stuff. We knew that by detoxing the body, everybody got better and all the toxins were out, whether it was glyphosate, mercury, lead, what's some of the other ones? Mercury, lead, what's the other one?
Aluminum.
Aluminum, thank you.
Formaldehyde.
They even have antifreeze. Pieces of aborted babies.
Monkey, simi-virus thing.
Simi-viruses, even chromosomes, 2X chromosomes. If you give that to a baby, male, you insert 2X chromosomes, really screws up a bunch of stuff to where it can even change their idea of who they are. Joe, this is far-reaching.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. And thank God she's found what's going on. But even before she found that, we were curing all that stuff. changing it, restoring health, and letting the body recur itself. But she got into five reasons to avoid glyphosate. Because it causes cancer. Huh? It's a patented antimicrobial agent. Kills good gut bacteria. It's patented. Negative impacts on the brain. It disrupts their reproductive system in women. Can make them sterile. It's a crucial factor in the autism epidemic. Okay? And she's from IT, MIT. Got all kinds of. She published over 200 peer-reviewed papers in scientific journals, which doesn't mean a lot to me because I know what that means. But she seems to be a really honest person.
Yeah, exactly. You know? She might have put the truth out in those things.
So the good news is we're seeing it reverse a lot of stuff. We've known that since Jim's diet, it's detoxing the body, okay? And since we set up these standardized protocols for the last last 10 or 12 years or so, you know, we've given them names. And that's what I'm talking about in my second book. What really happened? What the FDA was doing to us and all these things and the battles we've had. But a lot of good things we've had, right, happen. So now we know it breaks down. As far as they know right now, chlorine dioxide goes in there and takes the glyphosate, it's an amino acid, and breaks it down into three or four usable parts. What were those nutrients that the body can actually use? Because they do use it.
Yeah, one being, they are a chain of amino acids.
Carbon dioxide. That's, every time I breathe out, I detox, okay? And your blood does two things. Brings oxygen to the cells and takes out the toxic carbon dioxide. That's what your blood does. Not supposed to be doing anything else. Lymphatic system feeds it, takes out the toxins in the blood and the cells. You know, and if that's disrupted, well, that's what the lymphatic system does. So, glyphosate will break down into carbon dioxide, nitrogen gas, nitrate, and phosphoric acid, that the body uses all four of those. And I'm sure isn't all. You know, that's what we know now through the technology we have and the work she's done. She's come up and said, at least it does that. And by doing that, getting it out of the way, stopping that disruption, breaking it down, it lets the body system heal. Now, we go even further. We add, and she adds this too, good raw natural organic products.
Yeah.
Huh? We mentioned stop the toxins coming in. Stop the toxic relations coming in. Stop them from coming in the body. Okay? So we're right on the money for what she's saying. And I love it. And we've seen a lot of art. She's even spoke at artistic places where Kerry Rivera, the one that was with us, she came to our first seminar or second. And Jim even ended up moving to Mexico and working with her there and living there as we left and had to go to Colombia because it was costing us so much money after we did 19 seminars in the Dominican Republic. That's in my second book. More detail. More things that went on. And behind the scenes, it's almost like a spy novel. I even talked to James Bond. You go, what? Well, I'm not going to tell you here. I'm going to tell you in my book. But, wow, the things that he told me and how he wanted to help us, and now he's dead. Wow. So I put up a couple videos that she did. One interview she did with on IMTV that I've been on. And one she did on YouTube you can find. And there's three videos you can go see. How to remove it from the body? We show you. Starting procedure, and you work your way up. That's what we do. And she even says, raw milk, raw dairy is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know this. What? Truth finds itself.
Well,
you know?
And the way she was saying also, the cells in the villi are really susceptible to the glyphosate toxicity. And that's your gut.
Yeah.
That's caused the dysbiosis.
You wipe that out, you're in trouble.
The MMS, chlorine dioxide, goes right there.
I love it. I told him, We put in additional helps, raw milk, raw dairy, eliminate medications, MMS baths. By the way, Joe and I, we're going to do a video. I'm not going to be naked in the bath. I'm going to have my, you know, my Speedo on. No, I'm going to have a regular bathing suit on.
Banana
okay?
hammock?
No, not going to be doing that. And I'm going to show you how to put it in the water, the MMS-1, the MMS-2, what I do in the bath. We're going to put it together because I'm really pushing the baths. Liver flush, organic foods, cannabis oils. We talk about this all the time. And always follow the four steps of the Genesis 2 Church healing process. And this is what our self-care Sacramento commandment protocols are all about. In my first book, chapter 10, right there. Okay? Read it. And I even put section of it right here. We follow these four principles. Or four steps. And we follow them in sequence too. Detox the body using the number one killer of pathogens in the world. What are pathogens? Toxins, bad bacteria, bad viruses, bad funguses. I say bad because there's good ones.
Anything that attacks the host.
Right. Cancer. Okay. All these things. It kills them. And that's recognized by the chemist of the world. That's why they won't do an open debate with me worldwide. Why? Because you're so smart? No. I have all the facts, all the evidence from their studies too. How? Why? This is why the FDA doesn't come to us and the CDC and everything. Well, because they know what we're saying they've approved.
Mm-hmm.
For ingestion. Just the fact that you can purify water, and it's FDA approved, EPA approved. Purify water and drink it with chlorine dioxide. Just that. They know, well, you tell people to do that. And it's safe for humans and animals. So that's the first thing we do. Secondly, doesn't make sense to detox the body by throwing toxins in, right? Make any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
What do? We stop the toxins from coming in. Non-foods. Most people eat non-foods, or at least partially non-food. Medications. There's not one medication, you name it, even aspirin. 100,000 people die on this earth yearly from Tylenol. So there's not one medication that's not toxic to the body. You don't need them. You're not medication deficient. That's why you have this symptom. You have this symptom because toxicity caused it. You want to treat the symptom? Go with their medications. If you want to cure the problem, get rid of the toxicity, clean, detox the toxins out, then the body heals itself. Thirdly, recovering the body's built-in immune system, and that says it all. The body's the healer. And I hear Jim saying this more and more, okay? MMS doesn't cure anything. MMS gets everything out of the way so the body can do its job. And fourthly, remove toxic relationships that cause stress and distress in the body, which breaks down the immune system, okay? What kind of relationships? Personal relationships, wife, family, kids, family pressure, stress at work. To me, one of the most important ones is the relationship with the creator of this body that you're trying to heal.
Mm-hmm.
What better thing than just to go to him and pray? Like we read that one testimony. After trying all the medical stuff, then I prayed. No, pray first.
Yeah.
And God does not guide any Christian to chemotherapy, radiation, poison yourself. He doesn't do that. That's a lie. That's a lie, Joe. We know
no,
it is.
Not sure, yeah.
Spirit of God just guides you into truth, not to that. So I tell people, know the Lord. Come to him. You say, you're just a... I am a Bible believer, not a religious person. People that know me would not think I'm religious. Especially when they hear my mouth. I get a few colored words I say when I get mad. Well, that means you're not a Christian. That means nothing. As Paul says, that means dung.
Yeah.
What does dung mean, Joe? In the Greek? Shit. I heard President Trump last night say, that's bullshit, in a big rally. That's the vernacular of our day. Paul said the same word in Greek. Okay? Wow. And they translated it dung. I don't even know what it is in Greek. I should know that. I study Greek. Anyways, find that one out. I'll start using that word.
Yeah.
Look up the Greek word for shit. Just tell me. That'd be funny. We should use that. If you don't take health into your own hands first, people, if you don't take your health into your own hands, not the doctor, not your mother, not the government, into your own hands, you will be poisoned slowly and not have any quality of life by the time you are 60.
Skata is,
many times
is dung
earlier.
Crap.
Huh?
Skata is...
Say it.
Skata.
Play. Hit it.
It's probably playing through. But skata is crap and dung, and then you got traka troka is shit. Taka troka.
But it's like a vina.
Yeah,
taka
but it's
troka.
Different.
So we'll use the one the Greeks use.
Let me see if it's... Traka troka.
Huh?
It's going through the thing.
Traka troka.
Traka troka.
I like that word. But what's the other one, the first one?
The other one is... Let me see. Skata.
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 Traka troka.
Traka troka. Huh? It's the same word. Shit. It's all shit.
Shit or cracker.
That's what I'm saying. It's like vina.
Yeah, it's like...
That
yeah.
The word vina.
Yeah, it's like the
Spanish.
Thing. It's like the thing.
Mierda in Spanish. And I said that to Brian Ross, ABC reporter, that Trump said is the most dishonest person and liar reporter.
In history. In history.
Of reporting,
the most lying history reporter.
And that guy, same guy, made a statement about us, investigation, a liar, and then he was fired. God vindicates us so many times. So, folks, great news. Glyphosate doesn't have to be a problem. But don't start. Keep eating it. Injecting yourself. Detox from it. Change your food.
Put them out of business. Don't buy their stuff.
Exactly. That's all you got to do. All you got to do. Joe, tell people where to find us. I don't even know what we're covering next week. I got 3 or 4 ideas.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll figure it out.
In the description, you can find the whole entire newsletter, which we pretty much went through the whole thing this week. You can find Spanish and English and Spanish information on how to sign up for the newsletters. Also, you can find the dates for the seminars coming up in February. There's an English one and a Spanish one. The English one will be the 15th and the 16th of February. Spanish one will be the 22nd and 23rd of February. You can contact me, Joseph, at genesis2church.is. And basically all the protocol links are in the information where you can get the free partial book in English and Spanish. Just start reading that. And sign up quick for the seminar, too, so you can go ahead and get the videos and start learning ahead of time. Did you want to say something about your book?
Well, I want to say that the picture in the back of my book, okay, this is the book we're offering free, the portion of it, okay? But that was in Prague, okay? And the reason why I mentioned, I was thinking about when we were in Prague, had like 500 people there. We were even did an interview on TV about with a doctor for someone that had prostate cancer, was fourth stage cured, interviewing on TV. I love some of these nations in Europe. Some of them I don't. But where you can get out there on TV and tell people. And all over the Czech Republic. Not a Czech Republic. Is it Czech Republic?
Czech Republic, Prague.
Prague, sorry. Czech Republic. I was going to say Czechoslovakia, but it's called the Czech Republic now. They know about MMS. Our Quantum Leap film is in Czech, okay? Go to YouTube. And that was one of the first ones that was done. So, folks, it's getting out there. Pay attention to what we're telling you, okay? We don't do this because we're trying to make money. We're doing this to warn the world.
Spread the word.
And I'm hoping the President of the United States will help us carry that torch, especially for malaria. Especially for malaria. And let us have religious freedom and maintain the Genesis Church freedoms, sacraments, and teach the world, folks. God bless you, and I hope you listen to us, and I hope you pass all those things that we're offering free to the world. Get it to your friends and families before it's too late. We're in a health revolution. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless everyone.
We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got the MMS. We got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
you need to suffer.
Build you back up. Make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.